Today, a judge in Boston ruled that Harvard University's admissions process does not discriminate against Asian Americans. An advocacy group sued the Ivy League school, accusing it of forcing Asian Americans to meet a higher standard of admission. Harvard disputed those claims during a trial last fall. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny joins us in the studio to talk more. Welcome back.
Hi, Adi.
Remind us what was behind this lawsuit in the first place.
Yeah, so this case is all about Harvard's use of race in the admissions process. So the case started back in 2014 when an anti-affirmative action group called Students for Fair Admissions sued Harvard, alleging that the school discriminated against Asian American applicants in the admissions process. So Students for Fair Admissions, they allege that Harvard uses racial balancing to curate its student body and holds Asian Americans to a higher standard than others in the admissions process. But Harvard said it doesn't. Rather, they argued they use a holistic review. So they look at lots of different things about a student: test scores, extracurricular activities, life experiences. Race may be considered as part of the larger picture about a student, but it's not the only consideration. And it's interesting that in the trial, no one who had been rejected from Harvard actually testified on the plaintiff's behalf. But for Harvard's side, many students and alumni testified about the benefits of diversity on campus.
How did the judge explain this decision?
So Allison Burroughs, the federal district court judge in the case, she issued a 130-page decision upholding Harvard's admissions program, finding it, quote, passes constitutional muster. She said it, quote, it was not perfect, but that it ensures the diversity at Harvard, in part because of its race-conscious admissions. So her opinion referenced the current legal precedent for race-conscious admissions. So Harvard and other schools are allowed to consider race as long as they consider other factors in the admissions process. So Harvard looks at applications with their holistic review, so that was perfectly constitutional.
What, if any, implications does this have for other schools and universities?
So Harvard issued a statement which kind of helps put this in perspective. They said that the court, quote, has recognized now is not the time to turn back the clock on diversity and opportunity. So for schools that already use race in admissions, or they may have been anxious about the lawsuit, this decision could encourage them to stay the course. So Harvard's super selective, and not lots of colleges across are. Like, many students go to not selective universities. So I talked with Tiffany Jones at the Education Trust about this, and she says, despite that, it does matter what Harvard's and other institutions like Harvard do, because they educate our business leaders, politicians, and so they can help kind of steer the conversation. She also says this case, it goes beyond Harvard. It's about benefits of diversity and a benefit of a diverse student body.
This decision helps to reinforce this idea that there are legal ways to incorporate a racial equity focus in the efforts of higher education leaders to create opportunities and support the success of underrepresented students of color.
What's the rest of the response, and what happens next?
So the group that sued Harvard, Students for Fair Admissions, they say they're disappointed by the ruling and they will appeal. That group, SFFA, it's led by this conservative activist named Edward Bloom. And experts say that he is on a mission to get this case to the Supreme Court. Bloom was behind another affirmative action case involving the University of Texas at Austin in 2016. In that case, the Supreme Court upheld race-based admissions. But right now, the Supreme Court looks different than it did back then. Of course, that's steps away. So, you know, we'll see where the appeals process leads.
That's NPR's Alyssa Nadworny. Thanks for this update.
Thanks.